Well, I didn't expect this to be here with you regarding this. I expected to be here talking about a scrimmage. To say I'm disheartened, disappointed, would be probably the biggest understatement I've made since I've been a coach. I've had about 12 different assistants take part in this program in the last 4 years, as well as graduate assistants, different video guys. And when this first broke a month ago, I questioned everybody if anybody has even a little knowledge or hearsay or seen anybody. And everybody to the person, over 15 people, said they have no knowledge of anything, never seen anything. I've had players call me and tell me they were contacted by a person in the book, and I asked them if they had any knowledge or any seen anything, and the answer's been absolutely nothing. So it's mind-boggling to me how all of this can go on, and I read the statement that the publishing company put out, and it almost got me sick to my stomach reading it. So my emotions are right now is my heart is really broken. I put a lot of time and effort into, you know, we all have our shortcomings in life. But I can tell you quite honestly, in the 41 years I've been in this business, I believe in the NCAA. I believe that everybody should compete on a level playing field. And the team that works the hardest and gives the greatest amount of effort and execution wins. I don't believe in any form of cheating at all. To get an advantage with a recruit or yelling at an official or anything like that. I'm just totally against it. So it really, really has gotten to me. And there's not a whole lot I can say. I tried to, when I found out a month ago, I tried to investigate a little bit on my own. I was immediately shut down by our compliance department and told not to speak to Andre, not to speak to anyone regarding this. And so I was completely shut down and just sitting there, not sleeping basically over this whole matter. So I don't know a whole lot outside of that. Probably we'll just leave it in the hands of the NCAA as well as our compliance and our investigative people. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to take them.
Coach, before you were shut down by your own compliance people, did you speak to Andre?
I spoke to Andre one time, and I just asked him a few questions, and I don't want to speak for him. I'll let Andre speak for himself, but in no time did he own up to any of what's being printed right now.
Did he come out right and say that he denied the allegations?
Yes.
Do you think they have the allegations have any substance?
You know, I wish I knew. People, when you write a book, and I've written five of them, you don't do it just for the passion of writing a book, you do it for money. So, you know, the old term, the money is the root of all evil, and it's certainly true in a lot of cases. I'm not saying what's going on right now, what's not going on, because I know as much as you do in most regards.
Chris, how did you first find out about it?
How did I first find
out? You came to me, probably. Yeah, Kenny came to me and said, and I just looked at Kenny and said, I can tell you right now that's not going on. And then the more I spoke to assistant coaches, the more I didn't believe it. Because how can you have 15 assistants, video people, a trainer, an equipment guy, graduate assistants living in the dorm, not ever see anything that's going on like this? You know, so something has to leak out to somebody and be brought to my attention. So it's bizarre to me, to say the least.
As a head coach, how closely do you monitor recruiting activities and what goes on in the players' dorm?
Well, you know, what we do basically is probably pretty standard operating procedure. We dot every I. We do everything that the NCAA asks for. Andre was the person to make sure that nobody got into trouble, to make sure that they didn't go into bars if they were underage, to just watch out to make sure they stayed out of trouble. And obviously, according to this book, if it is true, that wasn't the case.
Tom talked about you have surveillance and log in and out of Minardi, but you also mentioned you have graduate assistants that live there as well, correct?
Yeah. Not one person. You know, I had Logan Obama, who's, you know, lived there. He said, Coach, he's never seen anything like that. There are girls in dormitories all over, and if they're young people, nobody would think they were anything other than students.
Have you seen any of these alleged text messages or photos?
I have not. They have kept me totally in the dark, and rightfully so. They don't want me to do my own investigation. They just want the truth from everybody who gets questioned.
Have you talked to many of your former players?
The only one I spoke, because they told me to shut, the only one I spoke to is Kyle called me and said, this person called him. He said, what's going on, Coach? And I just said, Kyle, I have no idea what's going on. I'm as shocked as you are.
Who do players stay, who do recruits stay with on official visits?
Every recruit has a host, and he stays at Minardi Hall. Most of them, some stay in hotels. But most of them will stay in the dorm and mingle with the players.
Is that monitored after hours by anyone on the coaching staff, those interactions, that mingling?
Yeah, pretty much so. And then when they leave, we get together with our players, and we ask them, tell us what type of people they are. Give us your opinion. We want to know if there's anything that they wouldn't want as a teammate.
Emotion, allegations or allegations, when you hear the name Andre from a player to them becoming a staffer, what would be your mindset there?
You know, Andre was recruited by Reggie Theus, I believe, and I remember as if it's yesterday how he committed. First and foremost, you know, you get to know parents on a close nature. I got to know Andre's parents. There's not too fine of people that I've met in my 40 years working in this business than Jackie and Tony. They are just two outstanding people. And we were sitting in my basement, and I was just telling them a little bit more about Louisville and the beliefs I had in Louisville, and I said, we'd love to have your son. And Jackie just yelled at Andre and said, Andre, stop the suspense. And you know how kids hold press conferences, and Andre just was sitting on a Louisville hat, and he just put the hat on and said, Coach, I'm a Cardinal. With no fanfare and no media blitz, he just put that hat on. And then when he called me, he was getting cut in Germany, and I remember the conversation. I said, Andre, you're shooting 37% on the foul line. What's up with that? And he said, Coach, I'm just not playing well. And I said, well, he said, they're going to cut me pretty soon. And I said, well, what are you going to do? He said, I'd like to go with the coaching. I said, well, get your butt on the next plane, come in here, and you'll learn how to be a coach. And that was the start of his career. And to say I'm shocked, I'll repeat it, it's a mild understatement that I'm shocked at any of these allegations. I just can't believe it. I know we have little problems that crop up like last year in our program that we deal with. Young people today are difficult to deal with, but I'm shocked over this. My heart's just taken out of my body and broken.
Not only from the coach's perspective, but you talk about parents, you know, you're taking care of their babies. Can you think from the parents' perspective?
Well, you know, I'm 100%, you know, I'm in charge of this. When somebody gives you their player, you're their parent for that time that they're here. So it's, you know, I'd venture to say that not one person came here because of these women.
Obviously, this is affecting you so much. How do you think these allegations are going to affect just the vibe of the team tomorrow and just heading into the start of the season?
Well, that's my job. You know, these players here have no connection with these women at all. And that's my job. My job is to coach these guys and handle it. You know, I told them today when the news broke at the practice, we cut practice short, and I said, look, guys, I read the statement from this book, and I said, we just got to take care of our business right now.
Just Tom talked a little bit about it, but do you find it odd that this was reported by a newspaper or an outlet in Indianapolis at all?
In what regard, I'm sorry?
That's where it came from, the Indiana Business Journal? Is that?
Well, from what I understand, the publisher is is the law school is named after him at IU. Okay. Now, I'm sure this woman peddled this to a bunch of people, and who would accept it and who wouldn't accept it. That's the way it works in book business. If you write a legitimate book, it goes to auction, and legitimate publish houses, you know, go for it. So I don't know anything about the participants in this, except somebody told me that the law school was named after the person who published it. That's the only knowledge I have of the man.
What would have been the extent of Andre's responsibilities in recruiting?
You know, the whole thing is puzzling to me in this regard. See, there's motives. We know the motives of these women. It's to make money. So you obviously know the motives of it. It's not to, other than that, it's, you guys investigate it and you'll find that out pretty quickly. I don't need to say anything. Andre had no pressure in recruiting. See, the pressure is on, when you're an ops guy, all you have to do is make sure everything's compliant and all the papers are filled out when people visit. And the pressure is on me and the assistant coaches. Andre has never had a full-time assistant here, so that's the incredible thing about all this. It doesn't make any sense to me. Andre had no pressure to get a recruit to come here. He just had to make sure that everything was done the right way.
How was he evaluated then, if that was not a big...
Well, I don't know that. It's all...
By you. I mean, how...
Yeah, Andre
what,
was...
What did he have to do to
he
do
always,
a good job?
The fact that not one person knew any of this speaks volumes for itself, that, you know, not one person, not somebody writing an anonymous email, overhearing something, or some alumni out there, or some Kentucky fan out there saying, you know, we've seen this, you know, with the wrong types of people. Nothing in 4 years.
Well, I'm asking, how do you evaluate Andre in that position?
He did a fine job. I had never had anything to believe he wasn't doing a fine job.
What is the criteria? How do you judge him is what I'm asking.
Well, you judge him by, you know, he's there checking on classes. He's there making sure that people are doing the right things. And obviously this is coming out saying that he didn't do the right things. And that has to be proven.
How do you feel about the substance of this? You've described yourself as heartbroken, and it isn't your shocking allegations. Does part of you think in terms of if this is true or it's false, but it could be true, or... How do you feel at this point?
Like I said, you know, I'm going through 15 different people who worked here, and not one person even had a premonition of something wrong. Not one person who lived in the dorm had even the slightest premonition. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Are you worried at all about the reflection on, you know, the program or maybe even yourself?
I love the University of Louisville. I've loved every place I've worked at. I want to see nothing happen bad. You know, I don't want to see if Andre is a part in this in any way. I've got to forgive him, but I don't want to see anything bad happen to anybody in terms of this program. I know what this program stands for. A lot of you have covered it. I can't find anybody at all that knew anything about this. So. You know, like I said, you know, I don't want to get overly emotional, but, you know, your heart breaks when something like this happens because of the people you love and the program you love and the program you build and work. You know, it's we technically, you know, get accused sometimes of looking at too much in certain areas. And so that's why it's a little bit of a shock.
Coach, would you expect the average person to know what Andre's role is with the team?
The average person?
Sure, an average fan, an average person who may not have any inside knowledge of the basketball program.
Well, you have your three full-time assistants, and they're basically in charge of recruiting, scouting, developing game plans, practice plans. Your operations guy, where Andre is, deals with mostly academics, deals with the compliance office, deals with the dormitory. Deals with guys needing tutoring and going to class. So I don't know if the fans would know that or not, if that answers your question.
Have you at all been found yourself concerned about the 2013 title and the effects that this all may have on
it? I'm not concerned about that, no. I'm concerned about more of their recruits. I don't think any of those players were involved in that basketball team, to my knowledge.
And do Have you seen a list of guys who are named?
I haven't seen anything. Like I told you, I've been shut out completely of this. And you know, when they came back from Indianapolis, I was told that there's a bad allegation, but they wouldn't tell me anything. And they said it's in your best interest that you don't know any of these things.
They're keeping a lot from you, but what will you say to any parents, any mothers that call you future recruits, you know, seeing everything?
Well, we have recruits in right now. And this is how to look them in the eyes. You know, they're going to read these reports and read what this person said about something and think about a murder. I don't know. You all got to do your work on this, and as well, you know, I don't know what type of people we're dealing with here. I'm hearing things about, you know, daughters are involved in this. That sickens my stomach.
You have an honest conversation with these recruits and their parents?
I'm going to. I just found this out. I'm in the middle of teaching the pick and roll.
Like you said, we should be talking about scrimmage today.
Yeah, but. This is a story that's going to get a lot of play, and then it's the job of our university to find the truth. It's the job of all of you to report the truth, whatever that may be. You know the allegations. Now we got to find the truth, and the truth will definitely set you free, as it's said many, many times in life.
Rick,
one more for Coach.
You spoke to numerous assistants. How long did that process go on before you were, quote, shut down by?
Well, I wasn't told not to speak to the assistants. Okay. I was told not to go out and try to speak to players, go out and try to. They don't want me in any way trying to put the thoughts in anybody's mind of what to say, what not to say. Now, I would never do that. To me, that's like telling, you know, that's like 2 + 2 = 4 to any head coach, you know, but. What I wanted to find out, do you know anything? Mm-hmm. You know, and everybody to listen, absolutely not, Coach. And everybody, you know, from Kevin Keats to White King to Kareem Richardson to Ralph to my son, they all feel awful and didn't know a single thing about this. And every one of them have a very difficult time swallowing it and believing it.
Rick, you've mentioned that you don't believe that these allegations are true, but
I didn't say that.
So you're heartbroken by this, but does that mean that you are heartbroken that the allegations have come up, or that...
I'm heartbroken that this under my watch could, even anything like this could have happened. You know, it's like anything else. It's, you know, how can over 20 people be involved? And look, we're heavily involved in this program. This is not, you know, we're in here at 6:15, 6:30 in the morning, and we go late at night. So... Not one person. Not one. Just give me one person to do something. I mean, Kenny Klein, you know, having a sniff of hearing something. You know, he's, you know, nothing. You know, not one of us has ever heard anything of being out with the wrong people. So, you know, that bothers me. And, you know, I can't say what's true and not true because we're investigating. I do know right now, as soon as we heard, within minutes, the NCAA was called. Investigators were called, and I was told to just stay out of it. That was the extent of it.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay, thank you.